Rocanto with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Thank you once again, Chicago, for making this the most listened to afternoon talk show in Chicago.
Yes, thank you.
That was really something right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brett Baer is standing by. He's from the Fox News Channel. He's the most viewed cable television news, afternoon news block. So congratulations to you on that as well, Brett.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank you. So it's Brett. Number one to number one. Now, let's talk about this, Brett.
It's so elite.
Let's talk about ourselves. Mm-hmm. This is very Trumpian of us to discuss how successful we are. Last night on the Bill O'Reilly Show, are you familiar with that show?
I know it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Trump was asked by Mr. O'Reilly about the tax question in the next debate. Okay, you kind of choked on it in the last debate. When it comes up again, and I like the way that O'Reilly talks to Trump, like he's like, you know,
he's trying to be a big brother and say, hey, this is what you might want to say, or would you do it differently?
Yeah.
I'm Hillary Clinton in the next debate, and I say to you what she said yesterday in North Carolina. Hey. If he's not going to pay any taxes and he thinks that's smart, what does that make us? We pay taxes. Are we stupid? How are you going to answer that?
Well, first of all, I never said I didn't pay taxes. She said, maybe you didn't pay taxes.
Right.
And I said, well, that would make me smart because tax is a big payment. But I think a lot of people say that's the kind of thinking that I want running this nation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you think that is going to help him in this, or is the fact, and listen, he's right that, and his people are out today, there are talking points about this that have been leaked, and his people are all out today saying, hey, he didn't break any laws, this is what it is. And I believe that that's true. But is that helpful, do you think, to the Trump campaign?
Probably not. The Hillary Clinton campaign clearly is going to jump all over that answer, whether he says it was about specifically not paying any federal taxes or not. I mean, I probably would have followed up with, can we just get that straight? I mean, did you pay any federal income tax
mm-hmm.
or any federal taxes? And so it's still an issue, and it's going to be an issue. Because there are ads out about it, and the Clinton campaign thinks that it undermines his, you know, business create jobs savvy if people think that, you know, he's getting rich and not paying his quote-unquote fair share.
Here's where I think he might have stepped on his tie during the debate on Monday night, which was he started off by talking about the fact that he made $695 million, and isn't that great last year? The number's just been... This number is like a tote board, $695 million. That's what we did last night. Just look at the numbers this morning. And then she kind of roundhouses back. It does go to this issue of lack of preparedness, which is interesting. Because when I watched it on Monday night, I didn't fully get the sense of that until the people who know this better, including Republican strategists, were pointing it out and saying, hey, well, here's where he could have, this is where prep would have helped him. You've done these debates. You've done the debate with him. You've done probably the most famous debate with him. Mm-hmm. Did you get a sense that he wasn't properly prepared?
Listen, I think he had a really strong 27 minutes. And unfortunately, you know, if you're a Trump supporter, the debate was 90 minutes. And I think that if you tuned in and you watched the first 27 minutes, you thought this guy's a fighter. He is talking about, you know, trade and economy and jobs and things that I care about. And what happened was he kept on answering questions that the normal politician would not answer. I mean, they would give you a sentence about something bad that they were talking about, the birther issue, the things he said. They would give you a sentence, and then they'd turn and say, but you know what? That's not really important to Americans, because Americans are concerned about X, Y, and Z. And, you know, you haven't created any jobs, Secretary Clinton. The only jobs you created are for people who erased your email, you know, something. And he doesn't do that. Now, on one sense, he's not a traditional politician, and that's attractive and raw and authentic. But on the other sense, it draws him into things that he spends a lot of time talking about defending himself, and he looks defensive.
One of the things Hillary Clinton seemed to do, Brett, successfully during this debate is create some momentum, not only in the polls, and she's doing well, with the post-debate bounce in like states like Florida and North Carolina, states that she needs it and he wants them, and so that was effective. And this Alicia Machado Miss Universe storyline has really emerged from those debates, both in her campaign ads. We're seeing on the cable news networks. You guys are talking about this. And we just saw Kellyanne Conway, Ro and I were watching during the break, talking about, you know, there's this whole discussion, okay, if Hillary Clinton brings up 20 years ago what Trump said about a woman and offensive comments, is it fair game now for the Trump campaign to go to Clinton and say, well, wait a minute, 20 years ago, what did you do as your husband, you know, was involved in women coming forward and complaining about him? How much of that do you think we will see in this campaign? Is it fair game? Are we going to start to see that, do you suppose, from the Trump campaign?
You've seen Rudy Giuliani talk to reporters after the debate and said, I think, what Donald Trump was going to say, and that is, you know, how Hillary Clinton treated Monica Lewinsky, and talked about her during the time that was all going on. And I think there's an internal debate in the Trump campaign about whether to go down this road or not. They can debate all they want. The person who runs the Trump campaign is Donald Trump. So we'll see if he gets there or not. I do think there is a risk, an inherent risk, and we saw when Republicans went through with the impeachment, there was political fallout for that that they didn't quite expect.
No one's got clean hands here. No one's got clean hands. You know, I mean, I think that's one of the issues here. They're going down a road that Donald Trump today, yesterday was with Christian conservatives. Is that this morning or last night even? I'm sure.
It was last night.
It was last night, right. So he's a Christian conservative organization, and he made some offhanded joke about how many people are not Christian conservatives in here. Raise your hand. Okay, should we keep him in the room? You know, kind of. It's the stuff that he always puts himself in trouble with. He doesn't get the optics of it. But the point is, he can't go down this road of, oh, my God, look at this guy. He was a philanderer. When Donald Trump was rather famously so, and he's surrounded himself with guys, including Rudy Giuliani and you know, others that you know, are sort of famously caught up in that. So it's like it's an offshoot. If he thinks he's going to appeal to Christian conservatives that way to burnish his base, I don't see it.
Yeah. You know, I will say every little thing that he says now, and he does a lot of offhand, you know, kind of jokes on the stump, it does get picked up into a big thing. I agree. He doesn't sense, you know, when it's awkward or wrong. And I also agree that, you know, some of his surrogates are not helping. I mean, Newt Gingrich was out yesterday saying, you know, the Miss Universe contestant did get fat. Now, this is Newt Gingrich.
God.
Newt Gingrich, you know, and I mean,
right.
I don't know. I mean,
right.
Why go down that road? Why? And when Donald Trump and Newt Gingrich are talking about it, I mean, there's guys with six wives and they're both a little overweight and they are talking about this issue. It just doesn't play well. So I think that becomes a problem.
And there's this jujitsu attempt, too, by some of the surrogates to turn even the criticism of Donald Trump right around on Donald Trump. On Hillary Clinton. Well, it's Hillary Clinton's fault for bringing this up in the first place. It's like, wait, no. That's not how that worked. I mean,
if they had litigated just the issues, just straight across the issues, they are in a place where this is supposed to be a change election. If you were not focused on those other things, actually the polls do go his way on the change part.
Yeah,
right.
That's his issue, and that is the damnedest thing.
What about younger voters, Brett Baer? We keep seeing Bernie Sanders is out. A lot of, she's appealing to millennials. She was losing some support in recent weeks from the millennials. In a four-way race, there was some concern among the Clinton camp that with Johnson and Stein in it, she doesn't fare as well and that she needs to really embrace those younger voters and get them on her side. Do you think it's worth it?
Yeah, and that's why you're seeing her do these events with Bernie Sanders, and you're seeing events at colleges. They are really concerned that she is double digits behind where President Obama was with millennials, and that's a big deal. Now, inside the Clinton campaign, they will say they don't believe that the numbers for Johnson and Stein are going to hold, and that eventually those numbers, those people will come home. But it's a risk, and they need to they need to be working that if they want that to come around. I do think that the issue of Obamacare is really going to be, it hasn't been talked about, but there are some real problems if you look at the premiums and deductibles across the country in almost every state, and then you look at insurers pulling out of those different states, and the choices are diminishing. So as you get closer to November, expect Obamacare to become a huge electoral issue.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, too, when she was speaking with Bernie Sanders yesterday, right behind them was just the sign that repeated over and over, Hillary Clinton, debt-free college. Hillary Clinton, debt-free college. Again, this appeal to the issues that millennials really care about.
Yeah, and how you pay for the debt-free college is another question. Right. But, yes, it is a pitch that they're doing.
Did Gary Johnson just completely self-destruct?
What's going on there?
When he was asked, hey, you know, what world leader do you admire? And he goes, I can't think of any. I can't remember any world leader.
He said he had another Aleppo moment.
and then followed up with that.
And he said that. And then today he tweeted out, you know, it's 24 hours later. I still can't think of a foreign leader I admire. You know, joking about it. But he does have an issue. I'm wondering whether they're doing it just to get attention so that his numbers go up.
You mean the dumbass vote? I mean, where does he get there?
No clue.
Stoner vote.
When he was on the panel with Charles Krauthammer asked him first question, when was the last time you used pot?
Yeah.
And then Johnson said, well, I didn't smoke it, but I ate it 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, that's what you suggested, though.
I have been saying that the whole time. I mean, I talked to him in Philadelphia, and he was gone. I'm not a doctor, Brett, but I know when people are not right when you're talking to them, and he wasn't. And so this whole thing was like, no, I'm going to stop smoking pot for the election. Well, that doesn't mean he's not eating it, right? I mean, he clearly is. I mean, now here's the question, though. If he does implode, and I got about 10 seconds left here, but if he implodes, where do those numbers go? Split toward Trump, toward Hillary?
I think Hillary picks up some numbers if those Johnson voters disappear.
No way. All right. Brett Baer, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Brett.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you, too. We're going to see you on the special report coming up at 5 o'clock Chicago time on the Fox News Channel. But we always say DVR that and watch it after our show is over.